Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, May 13th. Still out here dog sitting for the in-laws, so obviously not the same setup as usual, but wanted to talk to y'all about DeAndre Prince. Jaguars picked him in the 5th round, 153 overall, 23-year-old cornerback out of Ole Miss, has signed his rookie deal with the team, as has 7 of the 9 draft picks for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Still got Mason Smith, the 2nd-round pick, and Brian Thomas Jr., still yet to sign. The way these contracts work with rookie deals, there's usually not a whole lot to get through when it comes to getting these guys under contract and moving forward. It's not the way it used to be with these negotiations. So you'll probably see the entire rookie class signed pretty soon. So again, DeAndre Prince, the 5th-round pick corner out of Ole Miss. He had some rookie minicamp reps this past weekend. Obviously, you can see the speed out there. He posted a clip of himself making a sick one-handed grab on the sideline as well. We're going to dive into DeAndre Prince, the athletic profile, the tape, the fit with the Jaguars, all that fun stuff here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. You can become a channel member right here on YouTube. Get some cool perks. Help the channel out. Again, couldn't be doing this without y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. So DeAndre Prince, we're going to talk about, like, is he a future starter? Is he just depth? He's a 6-foot, 183-pound cornerback early on in college. He did have some family, some personal issues, right? Transferred over to Northeast Mississippi Community College after his freshman year at Ole Miss. Was there for a year. Then he got back to Ole Miss and remained there for 3 more seasons. Played a lot of football in the SEC at Ole Miss. And over the last 2 years, looking at his production, his stats, 75 total tackles, 6 tackles for loss, a sack, 2 interceptions, 16 pass breakups, 1 forced fumble, 7 touchdowns allowed in 2 seasons. Not too bad. Allowed a completion percentage of under 47. Missed tackle rate around 10%, right? So this is a guy who had good overall numbers, especially when you talk about playing in the SEC against some of the guys that he had to go up against on a weekly basis. It's impressive. And then talking about his athletic profile, again, he's 6 foot, 183 pounds. He has 30 3/4 inch arms, 8.5 inch hands, 4.38 40-yard dash really pops. So does the 1.47 10 split. He can absolutely fly out there. 34.5 inch vert at the combine, which was a little surprising, but then follows it up at the pro day with a 37.5 inch vert, which kind of aligned with more what you saw on tape with what you saw from his explosive ability, right? 37.5, you can live with all day. 125-inch broad jump, very good. 12 bench press reps. So this is a very good athlete. He has great speed, great explosiveness, has some wiry strength to his game. You know, the 12 bench press reps at 183, that's pretty impressive overall, and you kind of see that out there on the field when you check the tape as well. He has good height, but not very good length overall. Basically, just under 31-inch arms. That's going to pass the thresholds for most teams for playing outside at cornerback, but it is on the low side. A lot of teams kind of have the 30-inch mark for arm length for cornerbacks playing on the outside. He is above that, but certainly does not have great length. The Jaguars, they have shown this offseason that they're valuing speed and athleticism a lot more than they are with length. Again, that's this offseason. Like, the guys they have brought in, they are all fast as heck. Darnell Savage, who's going to play some nickel for them. Ronald Darby, fast. DeAndre Prince, really fast. Jarian Jones, really fast. They're all sub 4.4 guys. None of them have elite length. So I think that you've seen in the past, Trent Baalke has shown that he values length at the position. He's shown that he values length pretty much everywhere, you know, every single position. But this philosophy, this new defense, it looks like they're really placing a premium value on the speed over anything else. And DeAndre Prince, he's got the speed. So looking at the tape, he matched up with some absolute freaks, like some of the best wide receivers in the country the last couple years. You know, Brian Thomas Jr., he got him on that slot fade. A lot of y'all have probably seen he had to go one-on-one with Malik Nabers as well. When you look at that slot fade that DeAndre Prince gave up to Brian Thomas Jr.,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was in like almost perfect position. Like he played the route incredibly well. He knew it was coming. You could tell he studied the tape, was ready for the slot fade. It was good defense. It was just better offense. Like Brian Thomas Jr., 6'3", crazy long arms, can go up and get the football. That was a tough rep for him, for DeAndre Prince. But he was in good position. Sometimes in football, you're going to be able to do the best you can on defense and it's just not going to be good enough. That was one of those reps, right? And I think you saw him hyper-competitive throughout his career. You can see the speed. You can see field vision, understanding of how defenses or offenses are trying to attack their defensive scheme, how they're trying to attack his leverage. Those things really pop to me immediately. He can run with the best of them. And he usually understands how offenses, how receivers are going to try to attack him. You see him in press man, press bail, off man, and zone coverage. So he's got some experience doing pretty much everything. He transitions and changes directions really well horizontally and working downhill back towards the football. He's a willing and able run defender. I think that gets you really excited for a guy like, oh, he's 183 pounds. How does he do in run support? That's a strength of his game, in my opinion. He gets his nose dirty. He's ready to tackle, ready to come downhill and try to make plays behind the line of scrimmage, at the line of scrimmage, close to it, right? He has disruption skills at the catch point, quick reaction times, the athleticism to make plays on the ball, usually. Obviously, against Brian Thomas Jr. on that slot fade, couldn't quite get there. But overall, I think his combination of speed and smarts, experience, is going to serve him very well. He's reasonably sticky in coverage, not like elite when it comes to the hip fluidity and quickness, but again, with his speed and smarts, I think, and the combination of adequate hip fluidity, he's going to be just fine. I think he's immediately going to contribute on special teams. Obviously, you've got to if you're back of the roster cornerback and serve as quality depth. I think that where I kind of slot him in my expectations here is I think he will absolutely push Buster Brown and maybe even have the upper hand there. Like, he is more physically gifted than Buster Brown is as an outside corner in this scheme, this Jaguars press scheme. But Buster Brown does have experience in the league. He has done this for a couple seasons already when it comes to getting your body right, getting your mind right. Not as much experience in press with the Jaguars over the last couple years for Buster Brown, but it is invaluable what going through a couple seasons in the NFL gives you from an experience standpoint. And he's been able to get on the field. So while I think that overall DeAndre Prince is a better prospect than Buster Brown was coming out, I think that Buster Brown and DeAndre Prince are going to be in a battle probably for your third, fourth outside corner spots. Like Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby are locked in. Darby has not completed a lot of seasons in the NFL fully healthy. So we'll see when the time comes, which it probably will, who's going to end up being able to crack the starting lineup if there's injury concerns at some point during the 2024 season. The Jaguars want to run a lot of press man, press bail. I think DeAndre Prince is ideal for that fit. Again, because of his height, speed, aggressiveness, good run defense skills, his overall play demeanor. Whether or not he can be a candidate to start down the line, you know, not just fill in as a starter, but actually be a starter at some point in his NFL career, to me, it's going to depend on his continued development in the film room and as a technician. I think the physical traits are absolutely there for him to start at some point in the league. I had a late third, early fourth rounder on him. I loved the pick for the Jaguars. I absolutely did. Ultimately, it would really surprise me if he's not very good depth. And again, he does have starting potential in this league with continued development. So we'll see how it all plays out for DeAndre Prince. I'm excited to see him here in Jacksonville. Would love to know what you guys think. Drop a comment in the comment section below. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Again, if you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.